Good morning.
Welcome to another day, another show. It's Thursday, January 20th, 2022. It's First Thing with Kevin Mano. It's the one-year anniversary of Bernie Sanders sitting in that folding chair with those mittens on. Another way of saying that is that 1 year ago today, President Joseph Robinette Biden Jr. was sworn in as the 46th president of these United States of America. If the only thing you take away from this podcast today is that his middle name is Robinette, I'm okay with that. We always start with our top stories. To mark his full calendar year in the Oval Office, President Biden held a news conference yesterday afternoon. He talked for almost 2 hours and used the time to mostly defend his record of success over the last year and to urge Americans to continue to be patient in the fight against COVID. He did acknowledge that his team should have been doing more COVID testing earlier. Basically, the right-wing news outlets said it was the worst speech ever, and the left-wing news outlets said it was brimming with hope. So, you know, that's how it goes. And on that note, Senate Republicans, as expected, did block voting rights legislation yesterday. The bill would have expanded early and mail-in voting, and it would have made Election Day a national holiday. And then along with two Democrats, Kyrsten Sinema and Joe Manchin, they also opposed changes to the filibuster rules. Moving on to sports. NBC just decided not to send their announcing team to the Olympics in Beijing next month due to COVID. Their broadcast team will be broadcasting from a facility in Connecticut. A statement said, "Our coverage of everything will be first rate as usual, but our plans are evolving by the day as they are for most media companies covering the Olympics." The Tampa Bay Buccaneers head coach Bruce Arians just got hit with a $50,000 fine for slapping one of his players' helmets this past weekend in their win over the Eagles. Fans are split on this, on whether or not, you know, this was justified. I've got the video linked in our Instagram stories right now if you want to see it. Arians said that he will be appealing the fine at First Thing Pod on Instagram to see that. Over in the entertainment world, you probably saw these headlines yesterday. A French actor named Gaspard Ulliel died tragically in a skiing accident. He collided with another skier and suffered serious brain trauma. He was just 37 years old. I admit that I had never heard of this guy, but he was one of France's best-known actors. He's won a bunch of awards. He'd been acting successfully since he was 12 years old. He starred as a young Hannibal Lecter in the movie Hannibal Rising, if you saw that. And he's starring alongside Oscar Isaac in the upcoming Marvel series Moon Knight. You guys, it's a full-time job trying to keep up with Britney these days. First, yesterday I saw a bunch of stories that her dad collected $6 million for himself during the 13-year conservatorship. That's a lot of money, but it really shouldn't surprise any of us. On top of that, he wants Britney to continue paying all of his legal fees, even though he's not in charge anymore. And this is allegedly like $30 million. Britney is fighting against that. So then I saw that she sent her sister Jamie Lynn a cease and desist letter demanding that she stops talking about her while she's promoting her new book. It's just so sad that this is her family. Both of these stories, you know, she's just actively fighting her family at every turn. And it's really brutal. On Instagram, Chrissy Teigen just told the world that she is 6 months sober. She said she's happier and more present than ever. Good for her. Did you ever see the movie Arachnophobia? Jeff Daniels is in it. He's deathly afraid of spiders as they invade his town. Eek! Well, a newly discovered species of tarantula-killing worms is going to uphold his legacy forever. They've just been named, I'm going to try to get this right, Tarantobolus Jeff Danielsy. Uh-huh. The scientist that made this discovery and chose that name said his character in the film is a spider killer, which is exactly what these are. Good for him, I guess. So what? Now we add tarantula-killing worms to the list of things to be absolutely terrified of? Good stuff. Alec Baldwin is back in the news. He's being sued by the family of a woman that Alec publicly tied to the January 6th insurrection. He saw a photo of this woman at the Capitol and he put it on social media. His followers allegedly started harassing the family. This woman says that she was there legally to protest and didn't participate or go into the Capitol. Alec didn't relent and now they're suing him for defamation and negligence, among other things, and they won at least $25 million in damages. And this is an incredibly Bill Murray-ish story. The man is such a mystery. He showed up in Washington Square Park in New York yesterday with a cello player and a violinist, and he started singing some songs and reciting some poems. A big crowd gathered, obviously. It's just nuts. I linked the video on our Instagram stories if you want to see it, at First Thing Pod on Instagram. In movie and TV news, did you see the Netflix movie Tall Girl? It was a big hit for the streaming service, and they just gave us the trailer for Tall Girl 2. Too tall, too furious. That's not what it's called. I made that part up. Anyway, the new one is coming out in February, and I've got the trailer in our Instagram stories right now. I mentioned the other day that I have not really seen a new movie in a long time. One of them that I want to see is Nightmare Alley. It's Bradley Cooper and Cate Blanchett. It's nominated for a bunch of awards. We just found out it's coming to HBO Max and Hulu in February, so way earlier than anyone expected. And even though it underperformed in theaters, Marvel's Eternals just smashed Disney Plus records. Over 2 million U.S. households watched the movie within its first 5 days on the streaming site. I've heard mixed things about this, so feel free to reach out on Instagram. Let me know what you thought, if you saw it. I'm very curious. Someone tweeted about the, quote, trashy Sex and the City reboot and said they were proud of Kim Cattrall for skipping it. And just like that, Kim liked the tweet. Ooh. After 4 seasons, Ellen's Game of Games was just canceled by NBC, but the network did give a premiere date for America's Got Talent Extreme. It's coming February 21st. And if you remember, there was an accident on the set of that show that left a performer named Jonathan Goodwin with multiple broken bones in both legs. Meanwhile, their new show, American Song Contest, was pushed back to March 21st on account of COVID. Lord of the Rings fans have been waiting a while for this one. Amazon's prequel finally has a name. It's called The Lord of the Rings, : The Rings of Power. It's set thousands of years before the trilogy, and it centers on the 20 rings that are mentioned in the originals. The first season of the show, which cost an estimated $465 million to make, most expensive show of all time, it's going to start streaming in September. On TV tonight, Joe Millionaire is on Fox. The Women of the Movement finale is on ABC. The premiere of a show called Single Drunk Female is on Freeform. There's a new animated series called Supernatural Academy premiering on Peacock. Walker, The Blacklist, and the recently canceled Bull are all on tonight as well. Let's talk about music. A really big tip of the cap to Cardi B. She is a proud native of the Bronx, and she just announced that she's going to cover the funeral costs for all 17 victims of that massive fire earlier this month. It was the city's deadliest fire in more than 30 years. She said, quote, "I'm extremely proud to be from the Bronx, and I have lots of family and friends who live and work there still. So when I heard about the fire and all the victims, I knew I needed to do something to help." That's pretty rad. So you got Katy Perry currently doing her thing in Vegas. Her residency is in full swing. Adele's residency starts this weekend, and just announced Silk Sonic are joining the party. That's Bruno Mars and Anderson .Paak. That's a super sexy R&B duo, Silk Sonic. They're going to be doing shows out there in February, March, and April. Megan Thee Stallion is starring in a Flamin' Hot Cheetos Super Bowl commercial, and we just got a 30-second teaser for it. It's linked up in our Instagram stories. Yesterday, I mentioned this massive When We Were Young festival, and there's one band that isn't so happy about it. It's a band called I Set My Friends on Fire. They're a little worked up that they didn't get invited to play the show, so they went ahead and they bought the domain name whenwewereyoungfest.com, which was still available for some reason, and they also got the Instagram handle, and they said they'll hand those over if they're added to the bill. I'm very anxious to see if this works. We've seen a bunch of artists selling off their music catalogs lately, and the latest is Kenny Chesney. He didn't sell all of it, just 80% of it, and there's no word on how much he got. Some additional headlines before I get out of here. Starbucks has been trending since yesterday after they announced that they'd be reversing their decision on employees' vaccination status. They said earlier this month that they would require all of their 220,000 U.S. employees to either be fully vaccinated against COVID or undergo weekly testing. Well, now that the Supreme Court shot down President Joe Robinette Biden's vaccine or testing mandate for large businesses, they said, oh, never mind, forget we said that. The LA Zoo just said that they received over $70,000 in donations on Monday in honor of Betty White. She was a board member, a donor, and an honorary zookeeper over there. I've talked about this on the show, but it was all part of the hashtag Betty White Challenge. The Nashville Humane Association brought in over $50,000 thanks to it. Same for the PSPCA in Philly. Stories like this all over the country, which is just incredible. One final huge act of kindness from her. The world's oldest man, can you guess why he's in the news? Yeah, he just passed away. Santino de la Fuente of Spain was 112 years old. He was born in 1909, and he died 1 month before his 113th birthday. And Oscar Mayer, I'm not sure who would want this, but they are selling fully functioning beauty masks that are made to look like baloney. So it's like, you know, a mask you wear at the end of the night to revive your skin. And it's supposed to remind us of how kids would bite eye holes and mouth holes out of bologna and put it on their face. That's what it looks like. I have it linked on our Instagram stories if you want to see it. It's available while supplies last. Before I go, I always bring you a positive story. This one is bonkers to me. First of all, I will say I'm a dog guy. I've never really been too into cats. I will admit this is a very cool story, though. 8 months ago, a family's cat went missing. 8 months! Then Rachel Lawrence, she called their veterinarian's office to check on the status of a different cat of theirs that was just coming out of surgery. And while she was talking to the vet, she heard meowing in the background, and she thought, that sounds a lot like Barnaby. She asked the vet who was meowing, and he said, oh, that's just a stray that we had brought in a few weeks ago. She then hopped in her car with pictures of Barnaby, went straight to the vet's office. Sure enough, it was good old Barnaby. You guys, how? He's alive and well. Actually, not doing so well. He had like a really rough 8 months. He was covered in scabs and missing fur patches and stuff. But that's not the point. He is back home where he belongs. That's so cool. Well, it's the end of the road for us. Friends, enjoy the rest of your Thursday. As always, I can't possibly thank you enough for listening to this podcast. I do this just all on my own, independently from home. I just had this idea for the show, and I'm really happy that people seem to be enjoying it. If you're not following on Instagram, @firstthingpod on Instagram, @firstthingpod. I will be back first thing tomorrow. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday.
Please tell your friends about this show.